We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
What is going on in the state to our left? The reference, of course, is to California. You might have thought that former Governor Jerry Brown was far to the left. As it turns out, two laws that Brown vetoed were signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom. How much further to the left? You decide. The first law is the new red flag law that goes beyond anything we've seen outside of California. The new red flag law allows coworkers, teachers, and employers to file complaints that could potentially allow courts to disarm law-abiding citizens. The American Civil Liberties Union protested, saying the law poses a significant threat to civil liberties because those affected by it might not be able to dispute restraining order requests before the state takes action. They added some of the people who can flag gun owners under the new law lack the relationship or skills required to make an appropriate assessment. So anything from a workplace dispute to an offensive comment could spark a retaliatory report filed against the perceived offender. Also, it might take the gun owner more than a year to work his way through the court to get back any guns that might have been confiscated. Former Governor Jerry Brown thought this bill and its wording were unneeded and refused to sign it into law. But any potential abuse of the law didn't seem to be a problem for the current California governor. Newsom also signed State Senate Bill 24 into law. The law goes into effect in 2023 and requires UC and CSU schools to provide students with free chemical abortions. It's being called the College Student Right to Access Act. By today's numbers, nearly 420,000 students could be covered by the new law. The governor says we're removing barriers to reproductive health, increasing access on college campuses, and using technology to modernize how patients interact with providers. State Senator Connie Leyva introduced the bill. She says SB 24 reaffirms the right of every college student to access abortions. By ensuring that abortion care is available on campus, college students will not have to choose between delaying important medical care or having to travel long distances or miss classes or work. Right, get an abortion between sociology and underwater basket weaving. That's what they need. So the idea that students go to school to learn is a byproduct. The idea that students' private lives should be theirs and that schools should stay out of students' private lives is passé. Now the government has the responsibility to make sure that if a girl gets pregnant, the school must provide for an abortion and the residents of California should pick up the tab. By the way, former Governor Jerry Brown vetoed this same bill. Pro-life groups on California's campuses voiced their disapproval. Among those are Students for Life Action Executive Director Matt Lamb, who recently sent a warning to UC and CSU campuses saying the new law could mean you will get sued. What if an abortion goes awry and there are complications? One can only imagine the lawsuits that might arise from this law. If students who are morally opposed to abortion are forced to pay for abortions for other students, there will be lawsuits. The idea of this kind of law would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. This is not just about whether one supports abortion to be legal or not. It is about whether or not students should be forced to have their fees pay for services that has absolutely nothing to do with education, but goes to support a definitive point of view that some find offensive and immoral. California's governor has drawn a line in the sand, and the response will be a resounding nay. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.